This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com. To explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Good morning, Metroplex. 8 o'clock hour here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On, and the sports event that we all have to react to from last night is another Laker loss.
Folks, this is it. The Lakers have to get it in. James wants it. Oh, no! No, it's short! James, it'll come! It's over! It's over! Your Charlotte Hornets win here in L.A.
And you know you are the lowly Hornets when you are reacting to a regular season game like that to get your 14th win on the season. Awful, awful, hideous loss for the Lakers. Charlotte is now 5-19 away from their home arena, and the Lakers have lost two in a row to Utah and the Hornets. Luka tying a season high in turnovers with 6. He was awful shooting it from the field and from 3. 5 of 18 from the field, 1 of 9 from 3, 14 points. He's averaging right now in Los Angeles 14-6 since joining. 1 of 9, as I said, from distance. And you have a lot of Tolos saying he just doesn't look happy. I'm telling you, he's not going to re-sign there. He doesn't have the same joy. He doesn't have the same happiness. Of course, he does not have the same chemistry, except with a guy like Dwight Powell. But the Lakers lose as LeBron throws up the threes at the very end. Now, Kyrie Irving, is he going to be the next to leave? Kyrie was sitting down with Malika Andrews during the All-Star break. A very good question from Malika. What do you think about the rhetoric and the noise coming from the Mavs front office about your hermano?
You know, part of our job every day to deal with the public space, but there were real relationships that were built behind the scenes that will transcend just the basketball court and, you know, coaching and then upper management. And I know that for my own peace of mind, just because we not only had 2 years together, but we got a chance to know each other as men. And hopefully we can tailor back on some of the public criticism aspects of it and really just maintain, you know, the kindness and the compassion that we have for each other that's real every day, not just one moment or a soundbite that ends up being described as something that could be taken out of context. You know? That's what I feel like is going on right now. People are highly emotional. I'm not the one to shun anybody, whether it be in a public forum or behind the scenes and trying not to have that conversation.
Hopefully we can tailor back on some of the public criticism aspects of it. Who is that directed towards?
It's very unclear to me if he's talking about the front office that he's saying dial back your shots at Luka, or if he was addressing them in the first half and then he's saying, but some of the public criticism towards that, let's pull that back. I think it's the second one.
By the way, if intentional, pretty brilliant for it to be this vague and generic and just peaceful, like all Kyrie statements are.
Yeah, I mean, because Kyrie has talked about, why do you talk about certain things? Why do you talk about contracts? Why do you talk about money? It's like, well, that's what the media does. He said that back when he was at the Nets, the Celtics, he was talking like that. You know, like, this is the reality of it, though. And from if you're the Mavericks, you're at this point, you can't win the trade in the regular season. Can't. You have to try to win the PR battle. That's the only thing they can even attempt to do right now.
Well, they have...
Oh, they're failing.
...gotten blown out in that category.
But their only chance to even win the PR battle is to tear down Luka.
They have a better chance of winning. They're winning more on the floor than in PR.
Right,
and that's with Anthony Davis hurt because Luka's not playing well and they're 1-2 against Scrubs.
Like they have to tear down... Like the front office, they've got to tear Luka down to even remotely... save face. It's not working. That's just their attempt.
I don't know. I think it's if they would have just
let it speak for itself. Let Luka go there, not play defense, let them struggle, let them lose, let them get eliminated early, be quiet, shut your mouth, and let Anthony Davis hopefully be on the floor and have you advance farther than the Lakers. Not the aggressive Patrick Dumont statements or Nico laughing.
Look, I think it's
and throwing people out of the arena.
You've got to have some level. I don't think they have to win the PR battle just by going like, let's go political attack ad on Luka. Like, I don't think that necessarily helps them as much as if they would have just been empathetic to the fan base and approached it with a more serious tone. You can't, in the very first public comments from them, essentially laugh and go like, I kind of brought this up as a joke over coffee, and then the owner even laughed at it, and then we're like, well, but let's just actually do it. Go ahead, go do it. Trade him. That'll be great. Like, if they would have had some more, such a bad word for a trade, but if they would have had more reverence for that and been more solemn about it, and then just tried more to emphasize what AD brings and what Max Christie brings, I think it would have over more quickly.
I'm trying to come at this from Nico's point of view. I'm prefacing this.
Let's have a handshake.
I saw Luka like during the All-Star break post an IG story of him watching a game on his computer at poolside. What do you think Luka did during the All-Star break? We know Paul George was in Cabo. I know Chauncey Billups was in Cabo because I landed and saw a driver holding up a Chauncey Billups sign, and I was like, where is he? Where is he? At least I assume there's really one Chauncey Billups. I could be wrong. What do you think Luka was doing? Because Nico Harrison, you have a guess? You have an answer?
I mean, I assume he was, I don't know, trying to find an apartment to live in.
Yeah.
Try to take care of a lot of, he got traded, like a week and a half before?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, there's some housekeeping stuff he's probably doing. He may have come back here and tried to get more clothes.
My guess in theory is Nico Harrison was thinking about that fake time away they gave Luka when they caught it an injury, and they said those five games need to be for conditioning. In Nico Harrison's mind, he is probably thinking, during that All-Star break, Luka Doncic better be doing nothing but running sprints. And Luka was sitting poolside. Again, I'm just giving you a Nico theory. Instead, he's sitting at poolside, probably enjoying a vacation and chilling. And he's gonna come back gassed, and he's gonna have 5,000 consecutive games, and he's gonna look sloppy. And there's no way that's Nico's mentality. During that All-Star break, you better be doing nothing but running sprints and try to drop another 3 or 4 pounds and have your cardio and your conditioning in peak form. And if Luka was chilling at the pool, and if he was just relaxing, taking out a few beers and FaceTiming with Joker with hookahs, Nico is thinking, that's why I got rid of him.
Yeah.
That's just something that popped into my mind when I saw the Instagram story. And then, look, you can do all the sprinting and conditioning you want. You're still going to be gassed in an NBA game. We all know this, right? Game condition versus that.
Yeah.
But I just thought about that. Like, what was Luka doing during the All-Star break, and what would Nico think or say if it was relaxing and taking some me time?
And there's...
when he's had plenty of it while out.
And he can... He can hold that as an ideal and a standard, and he clearly did. And he felt like Luka wasn't meeting it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Problem is that you can talk about all the wind sprints Anthony Davis does in a week if Luka is there with his pool time that he spent at the All-Star game, and he's putting up 50 on them and blowing them out while Anthony Davis is in street clothes.
Yep.
It's like, well, your standard doesn't seem to matter then. It doesn't matter as much as you think it does.
Is Kyrie, have the Mavs just set this up for both superstars who liked each other? That's the other part of this.
Yeah.
The impossible thing about Kyrie coming here is like, he's not going to get along with Luka. They seem to be boys.
Yeah.
They seem to be tight. You got everything with Luka and Kyrie that you did not have with what was supposed to be your big two with Luka and Porzingis. And Bobby Marks, ESPN money guy, was asked yesterday who this offseason holds the biggest and best keys in the NBA.
It's Kyrie Irving. He's got the most leverage out of any potential free agent, including LeBron James and potentially James Harden here. Now, Irving's got a $43 million player option here. Certainly could opt into that contract. But I think when you look at the circumstances here, based on how he's playing like an all-star, certainly all-NBA type candidate, the Luka trade, they cannot afford to lose Kyrie Irving this offseason here. And I think when you look at it, what's the best option for him and the Mavericks? That the best option is aligning him with that Anthony Davis contract. That's three for $175 million after the season. So Irving, a ton of leverage going into this offseason.
Now, how freaking frightening is that? You better hope that Kyrie Irving absolutely, A, that he was down with Luka leaving, which I don't believe for a second. You better hope that he absolutely loves Anthony Davis, that he absolutely loves Dallas-Fort Worth, because explain it, sell me, be Jason Kidd and Nico Harrison, and sell me on freaking staying here after this just went down. Sell me on that.
Oh, sell you on...
On Kyrie, I got a $43 million opt-in.
Your window is the same as our window. We got a couple years.
Yeah.
And your small window here, we did this for your shrinking window just like we have.
Okay.
And we're trying to maximize your time.
Well, I can go
here. You work here. They love you here.
I can go and find any other team that has a 2-year window. The Lakers have a window.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the guy that you wanted to play with. We're going to go out. We're going to try and get you Kevin Durant this offseason. You wanted Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant together.
Wait, who did I want to play with?
Kyrie wanted to get Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis together with him in Brooklyn.
Okay. So you're promising me Durant then?
At least you have half of it. Anthony Davis.
We're going to put in the time and the effort. And look, you've had enough experience across the NBA where you have not felt comfortable until you got here. Do you want to risk finding somewhere again that there's no comfort for you?
Mm. You want to go to LA where there's 50 media members at every game?
Yeah.
And they will ask you questions that are intrusive and the Dallas media just won't?
So the media and KD sell. I think that's good. That's a good approach, but it's still frightening.
It is nuts, though. And like ESPN wrote about it yesterday, how it would have been unthinkable 3 years ago to say that the player with the most leverage in the NBA is Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
This would be similar to... this coming up offseason here in the NFL, the guy with the most leverage is Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Like, he just he's got so much. How can you not just have Antonio Brown just everywhere for you? And he's the best leader in your locker room. I mean, how would you walk away from him?
All right. Bobby found this. I totally agree. Another total screw up and mishap from the Mavs PR department. They decided to, normally this would be good, fun, sit down your new players. Sit down Anthony Davis. Sit down Max Christie. Who's the other one?
Caleb Martin.
Sit down Caleb Martin. And let's give him a Texas quiz.
Let's do it.
How well do you know your new city and state? Anything else I should say about this?
No, that's a setup. They're going to quiz all of them, and you're going to hear each player answer.
Texas. Uh-oh. What a burger.
Bucky's is a company here.
Mm-hmm. Bucky's?
Yeah, Bucky's.
Okay.
What is it? Is it a sports pro shop? Gas station or restaurant?
Sounds like a restaurant. Sports pro shop.
Probably a restaurant. Sounds like a restaurant.
It's a gas station.
Oh, I was going to say gas station.
Yeah, I've never heard of Bucky's before.
The sports team is known as America's team. Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, Texas Rangers.
Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers.
The Cowboys.
What is a Texas Twinkie? A fried Twinkie, a corn dog, or stuffed jalapeno?
Corn dog.
Probably corn dog.
Stuffed jalapeno.
Stuffed jalapeno. Y'all got that? I got to try that.
This is a bad look.
Now, look, listening to that, you may chuckle and think it's fun and funny, or like Bobby and I initially, why are you setting these guys up to call the Green Bay Packers America's team? They're already catching the backlash. We already have a 5-alarm fire. Why would you set them up to get Texas Staples incorrect? Now, we could be looking at it too seriously.
I don't think so.
Look here. My issue is the Bucky's one is the crazy one.
The Bucky's one.
Bucky's is in like a dozen states. Bucky's is not a solely. It's just here.
The Packer one is the most offensive. I'm hoping that Anthony Davis is a Green Bay fan.
Well, maybe he's a Green Bay fan.
He is a Green Bay fan, and that's why we couldn't play the audio because it's a visual thing. But they asked Anthony Davis at the end. They said, "Did Dez catch it?" And he went and shook his head and got up and walked off. It's like. All right, like guys, we gotta soften the blow for them a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
Yes.
You don't have to be like, hey, you know how we just all blew in as outsiders and traded your star? Here's some other guys who are outsiders that they don't even know what Bucky's is. And now look, he played it right at the beginning. When Anthony Davis said, when they said, we're giving you a Texas quiz, he said, oh, Texas, Whataburger. That's good. He does know, as soon as he hears Texas, I have to identify Whataburger. I have to pay homage to Whataburger. That's what you do as a Texan now. But, man, he had no time for the Dallas Cowboys, no time for Dez or Bucky's or anything else. It's just a bad look. I didn't pull the clip there. One of them, Caleb Martin, they said, who's the all-time leading scorer for the Mavericks? And Caleb Martin said, Rolando Blackman. He said, I thought you were trying to trick me because there were multiple answers.
That's good knowledge of the history of the team, though.
It was multiple choice.
There it is. Maybe that's why Mass PR has not answered our interview requests with our dissection of their approaches after the deal. Below the Belt is coming up at 8:40. When is Micah getting his deal, especially after Stephen Jones was given more money to spend? Huh? But we are your home of the Rangers, and spring training is starting. Do the Rangers finally have someone in the top 10? RJ Choppy has the answers in his Rangers Diamond Cavs next on 105.3 The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.